Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of Rob Has a Podcast. I am Rob Sesternino, flying solo this morning and getting ready to talk to one of our favorites from Survivor One World. The tribes merged at the end of the episode last week, and the first episode after the merge was not kind to Jonas Atsuji, and we are going to talk to him and ask him about what exactly went wrong and all of the stuff with Tarzan and everything from along the way. And it looks like we have Jonas on the line, so let's go ahead and patch him through. Jonas, good morning. You're on with Rob Sesternino.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, you are like hugely influential in my gameplay, man. It's an honor to meet you.
Oh, Jonas, well, you're off to a flying start here in this interview. Well done. All right, so Jonas, we got a lot to get into and not that much time. So let's pick it up right with last night's episode where you became the first target of this new Solani tribe after the merge. And I guess what I want to know is how much did you know that the Solani tribe was going to stick together once you guys had a merge?
I knew right away. Troy and Jay were solid in my alliance before we got split up. And when I came back, it was clear that they were completely with Chelsea and Kim. Just they were acting really weird. So I knew right away.
Yeah. So I guess my question for you then is, I know you came up with the plan to go after Michael last night. Why not? I know you had some friction with Tarzan. Why not try to get the vote on Tarzan?
Because everybody, and I proposed that, but everybody sort of wanted to bring Tarzan with them because he was the wild card, you know, like the Philip Shepherd, the Russell Hands, you know what I mean? We can beat him, so let's take him to the end. So they weren't going for that, so I just proposed Mike.
Really? I'm surprised because I mean, I know you may not be a Tarzan fan. I've enjoyed watching him. I'm actually excited to hear that people want to keep Tarzan around and take him to the end of the game. Who wants to do that?
I can't say.
Okay. All right. I get it. sorry. I don't mean to ask you a leading question. But were there people? So can I ask where were the people that were talking about taking Tarzan from the Monono tribe, or are there Solani people also thinking about that?
More from the Solani tribe.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know. All right. So let's talk about, you got into it with Tarzan at in the episode last night, and then you also got into it again with him at the tribal council, and like the lid really came off this thing is a lot of like, I never liked you at all. I mean, how tense was your relationship with Tarzan leading up to that? And then a little bit about what life is like in general with Tarzan.
Yeah, so it was definitely like because we had somewhat of an alliance, it was like a bad marriage and we're just staying in it for the kids kind of thing. That's exactly what it was. I mean, it was very dysfunctional.
Yeah. So what do you think of Tarzan? You had some harsh things to say to Tarzan last night. Has your feelings towards Tarzan mellowed at all, or you still feel you stand by what you said last night?
No, I have zero hard feelings towards Tarzan. I mean, the guy is abrasive with everybody. It's not like he was singling me out. He did that to everybody. And he got on pretty much everybody's nerves. So I can't take it personally, and to me, it's not worth the energy to hold that hatred in me. So, you know, I'm cool with him. I'm not going to say he's cool with me, but
right.
I'm totally fine with him.
Yeah. Now, do you think that any of the stuff he's doing is funny? Do you see the humor in it, or are you not laughing at Tarzan?
No, I think it's hilarious. I mean, him throwing his skid mark stained undies on top of Chelsea's. I mean, that's just hilarious to me.
I thought it was dirt.
No, I'm going to have to say it was poop. But regardless, you know, I just think it is so funny. I mean, it's so insensitive that you just have to laugh, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with everything that went on last night with Tarzan and how things ended up working out for you, you know what I was thinking for you, Jonas? I was like, you know, I bet it would have been a good thing to have a guy like Bill Posley around and not another one of these women. I mean, how much do you feel like maybe had you guys not gone to tribal council, maybe that's something that could have changed the outcome for you?
Yeah, no, that's my biggest regret by far. That was the dumbest move ever, and I take full ownership of that. And not only was it the dumbest move, but I feel like a total wuss. Like, mm-hmm. that was the most wussy way to play the game. Like, oh, yeah, as long as it's not me, you know. Like, that whole game to me, looking back on it now, it didn't do anything to further me in the game. And, in fact, it hurt me because mm-hmm. I just didn't realize that flying under the radar could put me on somebody's radar. I just never thought that people were that savvy. And so here I was trying to play this like, oh, I'm just going to, you know, make sure I'm not on anybody's radar kind of game, as long as it's not me. But looking back on it, like, I should have just played balls to the wall and orchestrated a big blindside at that point when mm-hmm. Colton proposed to get off Bill. I should have just been a man and, you know, sacked up and orchestrated a big blindside and taken out Colton.
Yeah.
Because either way, I mean, I just didn't realize that either way I was going to be on somebody's radar. You know what I mean? Like playing aggressive or playing passively, it's the same thing. So I just feel like had I played more aggressively and with more balls and not been Colton's bitch, you know, I would have at least felt good about it going out.
Yeah.
Whereas going out now, I'm like, man, I just played like such a wuss. You know what I mean?
Well, Jonas, I don't like to hear you beat yourself up too much. I mean, there's a lot to be said for the anybody but me. I mean, Sandra won the game two times playing that way. It just comes down to you can't play that way and, you know, not be in the majority in the numbers because then you can get picked off like you did. But, yeah, a lot of people thought you were going to win, Jonas.
Well, thank you. And I did, actually. Sandra was a huge influence on the way that I played. Fabio, same thing. But I think that... Yeah, Fabio, you know, he kind of played the under-the-radar game as well, and he won.
Yeah. Well, I'm here to talk about you, Jonas. I don't want to talk about Fabio today. Maybe another time we'll grab a beer, we'll talk about Fabio. So on your way out then last night, you had a little sour grapes to the rest of the tribe talking about how good luck trying to cook anything without having me around anymore. Do you feel bad about saying what you did?
Not at all. I mean, it was basically like giving them the middle finger without giving them the middle finger, you know? Like,
yeah.
So, not at all. I mean, I had to get the last laugh. If I was going to go, I had to get the last laugh. And that was my way of doing it. And, you know, everybody laughed. And I think America loved it. So, it's all good.
We do like stuff like that. How about Leaf? Now, Leaf was the one person who voted with you last night. And I love me some Leaf, but it just seems to me like Leaf doesn't really have an idea of what's going on in this game.
So Leaf, as you know, a person, awesome guy. Strategically, the guy was clueless the whole game.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
Completely out of the loop the whole time. I mean, when he leaked that information that Bill was going to go home to Colton, that was it. Like, we no longer told Leaf anything. Like, it was just like, we'll just let Leaf do whatever he's going to do, but we are not telling him anything because he's going to ruin the plan.
Mm-hmm.
So he was just completely out of the loop, I mean, but a great guy.
Yeah. So when Colton ended up going out of the game, did you feel like things would have been better for you had Colton stayed in the game, of being how they worked out?
No. I mean, Colton was so unpredictable, and nobody knew if he was with them. I mean, everybody was just second-guessing Colton, so it wouldn't have been any better. It probably would have been worse.
Yeah. Well, it would have been hard to have been worse for you, but who knows how it would have worked out.
Yeah.
So, Jonas, I was surprised last night because I thought that last week you had really made a bond with Christina, and I thought, okay, well, now Jonas has Christina in his camp. Did she just immediately defect back to the women when you guys merged this week?
No, not at all. In fact, she had proposed, she said, you know, I'll vote with the guys. And I had proposed that to Troy and Jay. However, Troy and Jay hadn't seen anything that had happened when we were split apart. So they were like, you know, we don't trust Christine and we think she's with the girls. And I'm like, no, you guys, she's totally not with the girls. You know, this is what happened. And but they didn't believe any of that. So that was kind of a... I did try that route, but they weren't buying it.
And how upfront were Troyzan and Jay with you about their new allegiance to Solani? Were they sort of like, hey, let's see what happens? Or are they like, look, Jonas, I just want to let you know we're with these girls now, and you know, it was a nice run while it lasted.
Yeah, no. So I would say things like, hey, you guys want to go crabbing or fishing? And they'd be like, no, I'm good. And that's what I knew, because they would always come with me before. So I'm like, listen, guys, I already know that something's going on. I said, you know, just, like, don't play with me. I didn't say it that way. I just said, don't F with me. I know you guys are lying to me. And that's when the truth sort of came out. But it did take a little bit of prying.
Mm-hmm. And then this Michael... I mean, he seems like a bit of a troublemaker to me. I mean, we don't see him a lot on the show, but he stole the women's stuff, and then he threw Leaf under the bus, and then he ends up sort of causing this fight between you and Tarzan last night. Is Michael, is there more than meets the eye here with Michael?
Yeah, no, I mean, he basically said the truth in his confession last night when Tarzan said, you know, are you with us? And then immediately they switched to Mike's confession, and he's like, I'm not with Tarzan. I mean, it was, everybody knew Mike wasn't with us. I mean, every single guy knew that Mike was not with us. So that's what started the whole argument with Tarzan, was I'm like, wait, you go and tell Mike first? I mean, he was never in our alliance, you know? So...
Mm-hmm.
And he made that pretty clear. I mean, he didn't try to kiss up to any of the guys. He was pretty much like, screw you guys. You know, I'm with the girls.
Yeah. So for Michael, is he a player? Is this stuff all on purpose that he's doing, causing all these problems?
I can't really say, but I can say that I was never going to work with him, and it was never even an option.
Okay. Jonas, now in your real life, you are a master sushi chef. Is that, do I have that correct?
That is correct.
Now, did you learn any new recipes? Did you figure anything new out while you were on Survivor? Is there any way you're going to start to integrate Survivor into the sushi business?
Absolutely. No, it made me a lot more resourceful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because, you know, I learned to manipulate the, you know, instead of having sugar, I used coconut water. You know, without the salt, I used the seawater. So... just made me very resourceful, and not so much relying on resources, but just being more resourceful. And so it has influenced my cooking in a huge way. And I'm actually working on project right now to create a show using where I just use the local resources and create dishes based around what I can find in that area.
And Jonas, one last question. Is there any chance that your sushi menu will now include a Tarzan roll?
Anything's possible.
And then, no, that's eel sauce, you can say then, on the Tarzan roll. That's the catchphrase for that.
Nice.
All right, we'll end it with.
I'll have to give you a commission on that one.
All right, some sushi humor. All right, thank you so much, Jonas. And do you want to tell people about where to find out more about all the stuff you're doing?
Yeah, sushisurfer.com.
All right, sushisurfer.com. Jonas, a pleasure to talk to you this morning, and all the best, my friend.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, take care. Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. That was Jonas Atsuji talking about everything going on in Survivor and some sushi. Didn't mean to ask him too many tough questions today. We got him on the hot seat. Anyway, so lots of fun still coming up today. We got a podcast coming up with Aris from Survivor Panama. Talk to him about everything going on Survivor One World and all that good stuff. So keep it here. Stay subscribed. We appreciate all those 5-star comments you guys have been leaving on the iTunes. Very appreciative. So thank you guys very much. And I'll be back later in the day with Nicole to go over everything from last night. And should be a lot of fun. Talk to you soon. Bye.